Cap schedule's coming out. We already knew Christmas Day, playing the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. But they will also open up their season against the Knicks at MSG on October 22nd, 7 p.m. in ESPN matchup. Lime is upset about that.
Yeah, I'm a little annoyed. I'll be honest. The reason being, like, the Knicks. I'm excited about matchups with the Knicks because I have said I think the Cavs are going to win the most regular season games. Most have said that in the Eastern Conference. Anybody talking about this? But the difference is I'll probably have with most of the hosts in town is right now, and who knows what variation of these teams will even be around. But if they're healthy and they're the teams we expect them to be, I would probably pick the Knicks to beat the Cavs in a series. We've gone over that to death. The reason why until Donovan Mitchell can show he can get past Jalen Brunson and just the...
Evan Mobley's looking solid lately.
In what?
In that picture.
Oh, was that him?
I was told that was Evan Mobley.
A bunch of people said fake.
That's fake?
I just read the comments. There's a bunch of people saying that's not
I've
him.
I've heard both.
And then people saying that's actually his face on Deshaun Watson's body.
What?
Go look at the comments. They're there. A bunch of people were like, that is not Evan Mobley or his
build. The arms did look a little bigger than what I would imagine Evan. But Evan Mobley did put on...
Yeah, how ripped do you need Evan to be? I mean, I watched Tim Duncan dominate the NBA for 15, 17 years, and he was...
That's just because his clothes were loose.
The opposite of ripped.
Yeah, this is because he was you know, the big jeans.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
I just, on that, real quick, somebody asked Grok if it's real or not. Grok said, no, the photo is not real. It's photoshopped.
God, I hate AI. You guys all want this AI stuff. Look what's happening.
I don't know how big I want Evan Mobley getting.
Not that big. He looks like Myles Garrett.
Yeah. Like the way that he plays.
That's going to be a great segment in the middle of January. Is Evan Mobley big enough or is he too big? 216-474-0092.
You can too many weights see it. Or not enough weights. Okay, so for whatever reason, like the Knicks and Cavs are going to be a great matchup, and I just don't want to see them on opening night because it's going to be so far removed. That game will be totally meaningless, especially Darius is not going to be in that game, right? Because you're not rushing him back to play on opening night from his injury. I mean, he just talked about having nine toes in the playoff run and how it would have been nice to have a 10th toe. So he got surgery. He's not going to be ready for that game. So that game means nothing towards the end of the year when we're going to be sizing up these teams. And I would argue probably Christmas Day is not going to mean all that much. That's still so early in the season. So that's two of the matchups against the Knicks. I would rather have them, slated later in the year. Now, I guess you could also argue, well, yeah, but they probably won't be healthy when they play. This is your best chance earlier in the year to get these teams as healthy as they can be. Okay, I understand that, too. It's just I won't factor them in. I'm not going to factor in a late October meeting
between these two teams. The NBA told me to not care about health anymore, but, right? And if there's guys healthy or if they're playing a marquee matchup or whatever, I just expect that at any moment, Donovan Mitchell could miss a game because they need to rest him.
Well, that might be my issue with the other thing. I agree with what you're saying about the opener of the season. I think that's a great point. I want to take it a step further. I go to the October 27th game where they play at Detroit, and that's a Peacock exclusive game.
Ooh.
So the issue of this is you tell me that the regular season matters less and less to the general fan. And I think to a Cavs fan. Now, how many games did you win last year? 66 games did they win? I forgot the number already. They won over 60 games last year. You got bounced in the second round. I already got people saying, good luck getting me to care about the regular season.
64.
All right. 64 games. So they won 64 games. They get bounced in the second round. They could have won more, but they didn't. The same result was the same. So now the regular season really doesn't matter to anybody. So now you want the regular season to matter, but you put it on a streaming platform.
That's not going to be on NBC. It's going to be Peacock only.
It's Peacock exclusive is what it says here. So if you're going to put them Peacock exclusive, that means that somebody's going to have to pay for that. Well, if you don't care about the regular season of the NBA, you're not going to pay for it unless you already have Peacock. The other issue that I might have with it is that you have a dedicated audience that does watch those regular season games. There are hardcore NBA fans out there, hardcore NBA fans who are first listening to the show. Guys like Justin Rowan. Now, he's a podcaster, but there are people who listen to his podcast and they and they are NBA first fans. So you turn around and just make them pay for it? So we're either going to make people go find it, which is already tough enough as we've seen with the Guardians, and you've had several weekends now, or at least a couple weekends now, where Tubi, Roku, Apple TV, Sony, all these other places, and it's hard to find them. And then I get to the NBA, and I'm going to go, okay, you either make them find them, which they really don't want to look in the first place, or the people who do want to look, now you're going to make them pay extra.
Well, I don't have a problem with them making them pay, because you're going to pay no money. Basketball's on cable. So even if you're watching, even if you knew you were going to the former regional network, right, and you knew it was there, you're still paying the cable that. You're right, though, having to go find another and an app thing, an app and then an ESPN, and then they're going to have, you know, I'm not sure what network they'll be on the regular season this year, but they'll have their regular games against Detroit in the regular season that'll just be played there. There is no TNT anymore, right? So that's where the NBC is taking over. But It's tough to follow exactly where they're at every night. And I can't just go to one centralized location and watch them like I can with the Guardians right now. Say what you want about how the TV contract screwed the payroll. At least I know for the majority of their season, I can go to that app that I've paid for and I can watch the games there and I don't have to worry about flipping around to find it.
But the biggest thing is Rob Manfred himself has said we're on too many different things that people have to go find. We have to start to centralize it and bottleneck it. When it comes to the NBA, wasn't it where what? They have seven different services that you could be looking at? And the NFL is a different entity. You could always say the NFL. People will always go find the NFL. People will always go find football. That's why, like, when guys were upset last week about Big Noon Kickoff and I pissed everybody off, I go, guys, we're on their schedule. They can play it at any time they want. They've decided that their revenue is going to come from Big Noon, and you're going to go watch it no matter what. You're not going to have some protest.
Now,
you're not
going to
not watch Ohio State. And it's the same thing with the NFL. The NFL can have their games anytime they want. People will go watch it. But the other two sports, yeah, you kind of got to make it a little bit convenient for everybody.
Now, the NFL has, the last 2 years, done a streaming-only wild card game. And the ratings are massive for streaming, much less than the others. So there were people that weren't willing to jump through those hoops. Bars had huge problems. I mean, bars, they, you know, unless they're in that home market, they're not thinking all week, hey, we got to have the wild card football game on, even though the moment that game starts, everybody in the bar is like, hey, where's the NFL football game? Hold on, let me figure it out. Does anybody have a password? Got to get it on the smart TV. Like that is an inconvenience even for the NFL. But as you saw, the numbers still show that, yes, people did eventually jump through the hoops to watch those games.
Coming up at 9:01, trust your eyes before you overreact. And at 9:21, can I answer that Drew Aller question? Do you even remember the Drew Aller question?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.